Please be seated. Thomas sat in front of his easel, creating a winter scene on the canvas that was in front of him. The background landscaping of this painting depicted the woods on a dark, snowy night. The palette of colors that Thomas used consisted primarily of the various hues of gray, brown, black, and blue. In the middle of the scene, he painted the image of a cabin, stone by stone. It looked dreary, dark, desolate. Snowdrifts surrounded the cabin. Icicles hung from its roof. It was the most frigid and forbidding scene that you can imagine. It evoked feelings of chill and cold. Others who stopped by his shop and viewed the painting in progress shivered as they gazed upon it. Then with quick, deliberate strokes of his brush, Thomas did what he does best. He completely changed the mood of the painting. He dipped his brush into the yellow paint and dabbed the paint onto the canvas. He painted a glowing light in the building's windows, doors, and lamppost. Suddenly, his masterpiece portrayed the warm glow of an inviting shelter in the midst of a winter storm. The entire scene was transformed into a vision of comfort and cheer. It's amazing what a little light can do to change the darkness. Today, Christmas Day, we celebrate the coming of a little light, a baby born in Bethlehem, who has transformed the darkness of our world with the warmth of God's loving presence. Thomas Kincaid's Home for the Evening painting is a testimony to the skill of the artist. He is well known for being the painter of light. The prophet Isaiah also painted a picture contrasting darkness and light. For centuries, this world has been in darkness. Sin enveloped the earth at the dawn of history and cast its long shadow down through the generations. Isaiah painted the picture of humanity's condition with words like the people who walked in darkness, and also that they dwell in a land of deep darkness. The world's landscape was that of a fallen creation marred by human sin. And even today, that picture of darkness is painted on the pages of every newspaper that you read. The light of our television sets illuminate the darkness of a world that has turned from our God. Our generation, as well as all the previous ones, walk in the shadow of sin, alienation, and oppression. Our times are those of hopelessness and despair. This is all because we too dwell in a land of deep darkness. We too inhabit a world marred by rebellion against God. The picture we paint with the blackness of our sin is indeed dreary, dark, and desolate. But into this dark scene, God has shined. He has transformed the gloomy landscape with a brushstroke that brings light and hope. Isaiah the prophet saw it coming. He wrote, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, and those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." Where did this light come from? Isaiah identifies its cause. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." 2,000 years ago, God painted a light in the window of a stable in Bethlehem. That light appeared in the birth of a baby. A child is born as a baby, a human. One of us, A son is given, the Son of God, a gift from heaven. God, who is light, is revealed in the flesh of an infant wrapped in swaddling cloths. Yes, a brilliant light appeared within the darkness of a broken world in the form of a mere baby. And it's amazing how his appearance has transformed the scene from one of despair and sorrow to hope and joy. This is the light the Apostle John celebrates in our gospel for today. John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." But indeed, the darkness would try to overcome this light. The darkness of sin and death would try to snuff out this light of life. Herod the tyrant would try to assassinate this newborn king. Satan the accuser would undertake to deceive and dethrone him. The powers of darkness would call for his execution, and in fact would carry it out. On Good Friday, it appeared that the darkness had prevailed, the light snuffed out. But into this gloomy scene entered a brushstroke of light that shattered the darkness. On Easter morning, the light of life beamed from the tomb, triumphant once again and forevermore. Down through the centuries since Christ's coming, and even today, there are some who will reject this light. They would rather live in the darkness because they love the darkness rather than the brightness. The Apostle John describes this scenario with these distressing words. "The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him." There are some who would rather live in the shadow of their sinfulness than in the sunshine of God's salvation. There are some who miss the warmth of God's loving presence because they're distracted by all the appeals of this world. And on this Christmas day, many in our society are entranced by the ribbons and the bows, the gifts, the decorations, the displays, Santa's and his snowmen. And they miss the light that shines from the manger. But not us. We don't miss it. By faith, we behold that light. And we welcome the light. We welcome the Christ child who comes to deliver us from the darkness of sin. We embrace the promise from John's gospel. "But to all who did receive him, who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." We see the light of God's glory in the face of the infant, Jesus Christ. And that transforms the landscape of our lives. And this light continues to grow and spread throughout this darkened world. The brushstroke that first filled an animal stable with the radiance of God's love continues to transform the canvas of many lives. That light is growing, and it's being spread through us who have been touched by its glow. We who have received the light pass the flame to others. This was the symbolism from last night's Christmas Eve candlelight service. The flame from the Christ candle was reflected in the worshipers who held small candles in their hands. The flame of those candles filled the sanctuary with the light of Christ. Light shared multiplies to bring brilliance to all. This portrays the privilege and the responsibility that we who behold the light of Christ have in bringing it to a darkened world. Thomas Kincaid, nicknamed the Painter of Light, had a goal in his artwork. It was to share the light. He credits God for both his ability and his skill to create masterpieces. Using his God-given gift, Tom was able to transform a dark, cold, snowy, and dreary cabin into this beacon for the weary, all in his painting, Home for the Evening. In the darkness of this cold world, we are welcomed by God's beacon of light, coming as a baby, born in a manger, born to save his people from their sin. In his coming, Christ transforms with a brushstroke the entire portrait of our lives into one of warmth, of joy, of cheer. We behold his glory. We bow down to his majesty. We pass the light of Christ to others. So let us together ponder that light. Amen.